ゼルスマイル。じゃあ今日はパーッとお好み玉でも行きますか。
All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and one of the things I wanted to do with the Wholesome November was to finish Heart the Roommate. It's one of our more wholesome novels, and we've been doing it off and on, but I think it's just great to go ahead and finish it now, and work on maybe something else wholesome we'll start with. Because when we get the old novels finished, we can make room for new novels. And there's so many things I want to read to you guys, and there's just so much to pick. I just saw a few that I'm like, ooh, we should be covering this, or we should go back and cover this. And I think there's a lot of people that are going to be really excited about what we're going to do in the next coming months and up into the new year. We've got some really big plans. So just stay tuned. Let's have an okonomiyaki Japanese pancake party. Huh? Why? On the way back. Tomoe tilts her head at Asumi's suggestion. Asumi smiles and pats Maro-chan on the head as Maro-chan waves a flag and agrees with her. Miss Yagami is on our side. We don't need to worry about Yusuke anymore. I don't think we should be so optimistic. You're such a worrywart, Moe Moe. Don't worry about it. In addition, Yusuke's treating because he's apologizing for causing his roommates so much trouble. I see. Then I wonder if I should accept. Oh. I really don't care about Asumin, but Moe Moe and Maro-chan are happy. So I better be happy for now, even though I'm going to spend all my allowance on this party. Be a man, grin and bear it, sob. Oh, you'll live right through it. Okay, the winner of today's Asumin Prize is... Asumin, yeah, because of course... I can't help but to pick on the rather odd prize winner. Why? Why's that? Because no one else deserves the prize today. Then no one should get it. But that would be so boring. That's why I decided the prize goes to me today. I'm the hardest worker in the group, you know? Besides, it wouldn't be so strange if I won all the time anyway. That is so messed up. Oh, our food is coming. Everyone, let's get the grill ready. She won't listen to me anymore. Her favorite, Botatama pork and egg Japanese pancake dish arrives. She instructs everyone about... I'll try that one again. She instructs everybody about what to do and starts to cook her Botatama. I can't help but be dissatisfied with her smile, and so I tell her. You always selfishly make all the decisions. I don't think that's nice, Asumin. So what? I'm the leader here. Is that so? Don't you get it? Who can be the leader of this group besides me? I think someone other than yourself can do the job. Say what? The end result is as expected. But a few days later, my doubts on the subject arise again in an unexpected way. Episode 8! Crash of the Titans, Asumi versus Namiki. Long time no see, everyone. How are you? Namiki? What are you doing? Why are you wearing our uniform? Surely you're not thinking about... She gives me a huge smile. Yeah. Yes, you got it. I just transferred here. They haven't said anything yet. Completely ignoring Asumi, Namaki walks towards Tomoe. Hi, Namaki. I missed you, Moe Moe. I'll be your neighbor from now on. Really? Yikes. I knew Namaki would jump on her. Tomoe runs away screaming as she tries to escape from Namaki. Moromoro is enjoying... Yeah. Yeah, hold on. I said that wrong. Marumu's enjoying watching them. But no matter how you look at it, Asumi seems very unhappy. She glares at the enemy who stepped into her sacred territory. So, you're going to live next to our room alone. Yes, it's just a coincidence. The room is available without a roommate. Huh? But the boys' dorm is full. I envy her. Asumi has some harsh words for Namaki. What a lucky person you are. Why don't you go back to your private room then? Ha ha ha. Asumi, you're acting weird. Oh, you say such cold things. You have a grudge against me for saying the cross-dress Yusuke is cuter than you, don't you? No, of course not. Don't be silly. She probably hit the nail right on the head. Namaki ignores Asumi, who seems ready to go on a rampage, and mutters to Tomoe. All alone in a room for three people. All alone. The open space makes me lonely, and that's getting overwhelming. Don't you think that's so sad, Moe Moe? Don't you? Well, I do think that would be... Well, I do think that would be lonely. Hearing Tomoe is too nice for her own good, Namaki smirks. Sadly, she's capable of doing anything, if it means she can enjoy herself. Moe Moe, why don't you come with me? Make me feel warm with your soft big breasts and rid me of my loneliness. I can't do something like that. Oh, please, don't say that. Huh? What is it, Marutan? You're willing to help me get rid of this lonely feeling? I appreciate the thought, but maybe next time. This time I need Moe Moe. The room turns into a chaotic state filled with panic. They make so much noise, I wouldn't be surprised if the girls from the other rooms, especially that trio, who live in the opposite room to Namaki's, complain about us. Amidst the chaos, Asumi comes to her senses a little bit. After taking a deep breath, she yells so loud it causes the room to shake. Silence, everyone! Be silent! Can't you listen to your leader's orders? What the? Upon hearing Asumi, a certain someone actually shuts up. It's none other than the person who started it all, Namaki. I have a question. What is it, Namaki? Who is this leader you're talking about? That would be me, of course. You're kidding, right? Asumi and Namaki stare at each other. The room becomes quiet, and as the air thickens, a new fight is about to start. Here's what I think. A leader should be chosen properly. Just because no one else wants to do it, an egoistic and self-centered person being the leader causes huge problems. Who are you calling egoistic and self-centered? Again, Namaki ignores Asami and continues to speak to the others. A leader is a symbol for the team. One needs to be chosen properly. That's not necessary. I'm fulfilling the part of this team's leader perfectly. Perfectly? Perfectly? I really don't think so. How can you say that? You've just transferred here. My good qualities can only be understood by friends who spent their youth with me. I see. If that's how you feel about it, let's decide using the proper method. The method Namaki suggested, while old, it's the most democratic method. And it's still widely used today. We're to decide on the leader based on everyone's votes. With no idea what to do, Tomoe seems troubled. Marumaru, I don't know what she's thinking. Marumu, I still can't get that name right. And me, I'm thinking about this quite seriously. Oh wow, I get to vote. Let's go for the Asumi route, right? I do owe Asumi for allowing me to live here, at any rate. Namaki. Her staring at me without saying a word is very scary. Clearly, she's threatening me with those eyes. As soon as she hears me, she puts a gentle smile on her face. While gentle, that smile is horrifying. Now that I've transferred here, I'm a student of the school. I can go to the teacher's office at any time, so... And? I may tell them there's a strange girl living in the girls' dormitory. You underhanded, conniving... And so I gave in to Namaki's threats. I don't have a choice, Sob. Okay, two votes for me and the leader of the previous era putting up a futile struggle as one vote. Two? Could it have been Tomoe? Namaki suddenly throws herself at Tomoe, who's about to run away, and tells her... Oh, poor Moe Moe. That evil woman has something on you and threatened you to see things her way, isn't that right? No, that's not the case. She's deathly afraid of you. You're the one doing that, Namaki. Ugh. Namaki throws a back-fisted punch and I land on the floor. Whoever tells the truth always takes a risk with their life. If she's threatening you, just say so. I'll make it an invalid vote. Actually, I don't mind if you become the leader, Namaki, but even with Asami... Oh, Moe Moe, say my name again! Huh? The way you say my name, Namaki, has a nice ring to it. The subject's been changed. 2-2 now. We have one more person's vote. There's one more vote left in the temporary election box made from a cornflakes box. Asami slowly puts her hand into the box. She takes the paper out and slowly opens it. Marutan? Marutan? I feel the flag she's holding in her hair ornament are telling us. The leader of this room is me, Marutan. The election has come to an end. The result is... Asuman, 2 votes with Moe Moe's consideration. Namaki, 2 votes by threatening me. Marutan, 1 vote? The issue can't be settled like this. We've got a situation here. Tomoe then surprisingly tells us as she puts the box away. Oh, there's one more piece of paper in the box. The two candidates run towards Tomoe. Tomoe drops the last voting ballot. Namaki quickly picks it up and remains silent. What? My name's on the paper, right? Show it to me. Asume grabs the paper from... Asume grabs the paper from Namaki and looks at it, and then she's just as lost for words as Namaki. There's a cat's footprint on the paper. Tomoe rubs Toshibo's head and tells him... I see, you wanted to vote too, Toshibo? Meow. The cat voted. There's only a footprint, there's no way to tell who Toshibo voted for. Election result. Asuman, 2 votes with Moe Moe's consideration. Namaki, 2 votes by threatening me. Marutan, 1 vote. A negated vote, 1 vote. This is how the election ends up in a failure. I guess that my eventful life will continue. Competition! This being the case, let's have a competition! Sure, let's settle who's suited to be a true leader once and for all! Yeah. Maru raises her hand, cheering them on, but everyone ignores her. I think it might be fun if Marutan were to become the leader. Anyway, this is how Asami vs. Namaki starts. Oh, good morning, huh? You're such a sleepyhead, Yusuke. Namaki, what are you doing here? I came here to make breakfast for you guys. A leader should know how to cook. Oh, really? By the way, she's not concerned with the way she's dressed at all. She never cared about what she wears in front of me. I know women like that. Before I changed schools, she was saying I'm a lady now, so I should care about my appearance, but now she's worse. What are you staring at, Yusuke? Don't you think a leader should be sexy like me, Yusuke? She presses her breasts against my back. Asami says... What are you guys doing? You guys are perverts! She then knocks me down. Why does this happen to me? Ugh. What do you think, Marutan? I hate to say this, but this isn't bad. Even Asume admits it. Namaki's a good cook, even though she's disorganized. She's so good that many restaurants have wanted to hire her ever since she was in grade school. Well, damn! Oh, where's Moe Moe? Namaki, you can't call her Moe Moe! Tomoe is never a morning person. I think she's still asleep. Really? I'm gonna wake her up then. That's also the job of a leader. Tomoe! I have a bad feeling about this. I'm right. I don't know how Namaki woke Tomoe up, but as soon as she goes to Tomoe's room, we hear screaming. Heh, I'm already tired. Yeah. It'd be nice if Namaki and Asumi were nice to each other. Tomoe and I murmur as we look up at the blue sky. Marumu stares at her classmates running the 50-meter dash. I don't know why she's so interested in it. I see someone waving at us from the school building, from the second floor next to our classroom. Namaki, that's so embarrassing. But I think she's funny in a good way. Oh? Tomoe tilts her head and asks me. Is she in the same grade as us? Yes, she is. I understood what she was trying to say. In this school, students in the same grade are in classrooms on the same floor. Namaki's waving at us from the classroom next to ours on the same floor. In conclusion, Namaki, my older sister, and I are in the same grade. Tomoe keeps tilting her head, full of curiosity. Why is an older sister in the same grade as us? Well, it's really complicated. I didn't speak up very loud because I'm trying to change the subject. It's because Namaki, who's been waving at us, has disappeared from sight. I have a really bad feeling about this. Asumi is all fired up for the sprint. Is this a public relations stunt for the leader competition? She waves at us and gets ready to run. Ready? Go! This is just part of PE, so there's no starter pistol. However, Asumi looks like she's in a serious athletic competition. Then we see someone appear next to her like, wow, hold on. Then we see someone appear next to her like the wind. A leader should run fast too, right? You, I won't lose to you. Namaki, you slipped out of class? They zip away, leaving a cloud of dust behind. All Tomoe, our classmates, and I can do is remain silent and watch their battle. Martin's having fun looking at them. 12:23 p.m. Lunch break at the cafeteria. Okay. Keeping plenty of bread around for the subordinates is an important responsibility of a leader. I won't lose. I'll do any kind of duty. I'll do it. Hey, don't push. 1:38 p.m. After lunch, we're all sleepy. My class and Namaki's class have been combined. Look at the teacher. A leader can sleep anytime, under any circumstances. I'm a master at taking naps. When they sleep so openly, I can't help but be disgusted with them. 3:15 p.m. After school at the front gate. One can't become a leader by sprinting alone. One has to be good at long distance races as well. Of course, why don't we race to the girls' dorm? And so the rest of us take our time walking back to the dorm as we see them off. Finally, the harsh, noisy day is over. Moe Moe's cooking is the greatest. I want to eat it every day. Thank you very much. Why don't you go back to your room? You're not our roommate. Oh, how closed-minded she is. I don't think she's cut out to be a leader. Grr, this bitch pisses me off. I guess the noisy day continues. I think today's score is 80-30. What's with that score? Our battle points. Okay. Asumi doesn't agree with those results at all. How the hell did you get those numbers? Explain it to me clearly. Hehehe. Okay, why don't you come here? They start to battle over today's scoring. It seems like this noisy day will never end. Tomoe and I look at each other and sigh. Maruten slips out from the room without us noticing her. Unable to sleep, I'm thinking of today's battles. All the battles which took place today, were they really necessary for someone to become a leader? The next day and the day after that, their incomprehensible battles continued. A wake-up-early match, a drinking hot miso soup match, and a karaoke match. I don't know what's happening with their results. Well, I don't think anyone else will know either. From my point of view, I think that Namiki is superior to Asumi. Maybe I feel that way because I'm under her spell. On a quiet, fair-weathered weekend, Namiki finally decides to play for high stakes. I'm back! I am telling you, this is not your room! Don't be so mean, I came here to talk to Moe Moe and Maruten. Neither of them are here right now. Moe Moe went back home, and Maruten went out. They said they'd be back before dark. Asumi disgustingly tells Namiki, I'll tell them to go to your room when they get back, alright? Okay, thank you very much. Namiki happily leaves. As soon as she's gone, Asumi wears a sad expression. Asumin. What? Is that alright, letting them go, that is? I don't know what Namiki will tell them. It's okay. I want to battle her fair and square. Asumi. For once, she's answered seriously. There's something a little different about her. She's not her usual self. I just want them to be honest. I don't want them trying to be something they're not. That's why I want them to decide for themselves what they think is right. She hangs her head and continues. I think your sister is really awesome. In many ways, she's always doing at least 20% better than me. I see. Is that really such an awesome thing? It's unusual for Asumi to admit and recognize someone else's abilities like that. Since she's feeling down right now, I want to say something to her. It could be anything, but I can't think of anything to say to cheer her up. Asumi! But I won't lose! I know I'll win in the end! She suddenly rises like a phoenix. She's ready for the next battle. Yes, this is certainly the Asumi I know. She may get depressed once in a while, but Asumi has her way of fighting to finish it her way. I feel somewhat like we've become closer than before. I make my decision. Who I'll vote for in the next leader election. But I'm distressed telling Namiki about it. It's been 15 minutes since I started feeling distressed. After all, something scary is scary. I have a great fear of her. She planted it in my mind when she was just a child. Or when I was just a child, rather. Hello? The two finally came back. Her voice is lower than usual, obviously distressed about something. Asumi gives both of them Namiki's message. They look at each other for a second and leave the room. I follow them. Welcome to my room, Moe Moe, Maruten. Good evening, Namiki. Oh, the way you say my name has such a wonderful ring to it. Namiki smiles at hearing Tomoe say her name. I decide to watch them quietly from the corner of the room. Oh, when I become the leader, Moi Moi will say my name every day. My life will be so wonderful. You said you wanted to talk to us? Oops, I slipped into my own little dream world again. She tells him to wait and starts looking for some items in a bag. As soon as she finds them, she gives them to the girls. What are these? They're gifts from me to you. You're both so cute, you need to live a little. I see, she went into town to shop for that stuff today. She threatens me, but gives them gifts, bribes. When she really wants something, she becomes a thorough rationalist. Oh, don't you like them? They're just staring at the gifts. A big headband in one hand and a pretty hair brooch in the other. They seem like things which would look good on them. I thought the ones you have seem a little dull, so I bought them. Namiki? After appearing to have been thinking about something, Tomoe speaks up. But... Oh, Moi Moi, you're saying my name sounds wonderful, no matter how many times I hear it. Listen to me, Namiki. Oh, sorry, Moi Moi. Tomoe's tone becomes harsh enough to frighten even Namiki. Surprised at herself, Tomoe continues to speak. I appreciate the thought. But I can't accept this. Why? Namiki looks at Tomoe with surprise. Tomoe clearly tells her. I love the scarf I'm wearing now. I also think Marumu likes her own accessories as well. Nod. Marumu nods. Tomoe bows. I'm really, really sorry, Namiki. Bow. After raising her head, Tomoe tells her. Namiki, we have something to tell you too. What is it? She isn't excited at Tomoe saying her name this time. She waits for Tomoe's next words. She can't be excited having to look at Tomoe's serious expression. Like myself, Tomoe doesn't seem comfortable in this type of atmosphere, but she pushes herself and says, I think our leader is Asumi. I'm giving up on the leader position. Tomoe starts to cry. She needed a lot of courage to tell Namiki about it, but Marumu missed the point. However, what she says next proves that she didn't. Asumin should be our leader. I think so too. I'm sorry, Namiki. As soon as Tomoe says this, she wearily slumps to the floor. She used up all her energy just to say that. Ah, okay. Namiki answers in a low voice, but she seems satisfied with it anyhow. Hey, Asumin! What? After school, on her way back to the dorms, Namiki runs up to us. She smiles and tells Asumi, I give up. Huh? Asumi never imagined Namiki would say that. She opens her mouth and freezes with surprise. Actually, I didn't really want to become the leader. It's a bother. Then why? Namiki smirks.
私の大切なユウスケと大好きなモエモエの上に立つ存在としてふさわしいか、ちょっと試していたのよ。
I only wanted to test you to find out if you were good enough to be the leader for my ユウスケ and モイモイ。
なんですって。
What?You're still not perfect, but I think you have the makings of a fine leader. I'll admit to that. Asumi is miffed at her rival's sudden giving up of the leader contest. But the others, including myself, look at each other and laugh. Namaki can be nice, but what she says next makes me regret thinking she was nice. I'll train you as your master, Asumi. What the? You can't be my master! Nod. Marumu nods and tells us. I'm already the master. Oh, really? Don't agree, Moi Moi! Maru attends the declaration of master when unrecognized. Asumi and Namaki's argument continues until we arrive at the dorm the following day.Someone violently knocks on the door, so I quickly hide in the closet. I made the right decision. The unlocked door opens immediately after the knock. Hey, don't come in our room like that! You came to take us on? No, I came here to complain!Miss Hasumi's face is totally red. Is Namaki your friend? You need to do something about her. We know her, but what's wrong? She unexpectedly barged into our room and told us that she's gonna be our leader.She took our things without permission, then she made us cook and clean the room. We can't take it anymore. The three of them are so mad, but my roommates look at each other and laugh. It doesn't matter where, Namaki wants to be regarded as leader. After everybody goes to sleep, Marumu looks up at the sky. She looks beautiful yet sad under the moonlight.What is the mysterious girl thinking about looking at the moon? The girl under the moonlight. Okay. Remember whenever you look at the moon. Okay, so this is interesting. That seems like an episode of an anime I definitely want to check out. Like if I had seen that. It's like, oh, she looks at the moon. Well, what's going on? Is there going to be some kind of...magical thing or something, you know, could be, don't know. At any rate, this is the end of Heart to Roommate for now, and we'll be bringing you some more because we are going to finish Heart to Roommate. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord. I'll see you guys next time on Grim's Hentai Corner with more Heart to Roommate.